camera working?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Welcome to Postcast. My camera's working as well as Jazz defense. And so Ron and I are here for you, but we are not on camera. And I apologize. I don't know what's wrong with it. But I don't really know what's wrong with the Jazz defense either. So I can't help you with that either. We'll just take your thoughts, your comments, see what you have to say, see if whether or not we can work our way through what is unquestionably the most disheartening loss of the season, as the Jazz blow a 22-point lead and lose to the Detroit Pistons, allowing 78 points in the second half. This is Postcast. I'm David Locke, along with Ron Boone. Apologize for no camera tonight. Ron, I usually let you have the first comment, and so tonight I'm going to let you do the same thing and have the first comment.
Now, this is not an excuse, because I am just as upset and as anyone else and our listeners or anything about the way the Jazz are playing defense. But it was evident to me that the ballroom walkthroughs aren't very good, especially when you don't have Rudy. But the Jazz defense right now sucks. It's flat out terrible. I mean, I've saw so many times that they got caught out of position and having to scramble, having to run, having to close out from 20 feet, trying to defend the three-point line. It just wasn't working. Not sure what the game plan was tonight, because we didn't get, at least I didn't get a chance to talk to the coaches that much. But it's not working. It's not working.
Ron Boone, someone is quoting me from my podcast today, in which on my podcast, I did say, if the Utah Jazz cannot defend the worst offensive team in the league, time to pull every fire alarm. Did I overstate this, or is this feel really disturbing?
It's disturbing, and I hope you don't have to pull that fire alarm, you know. But it is disturbing. I mean, being an ex-player and seeing the mistakes that they're making defensively out there, or the lack of effort out there, then, you know, that's a problem.
This is a defensive problem. There's no question. Detroit Pistons are 30th in the NBA offense. According to my research, they're 10 points below average. There has not been another team that I can find that's 10 points below average. I mean, it really might be the worst offensive team in the league. They scored 78 points in the second half. Detroit Pistons had their second best offensive game of the year against the Jazz without last tonight. The Pistons had their sixth best offensive game against the Jazz last night without Malcolm Brogdon, without Caris LeVert. It's clear this is a defensive problem. With that said, I made up a word on our post-game show called uncollective, which is really the translation of not wanting to use the word selfish.
We'll make sure it gets in the Webster.
Right. Offensively, that was the most divided, is probably not the right word, but I don't know the word I'm looking for. That's why I'm making up a word. Or maybe actually the words that are coming to mind are words I don't want to put on this team because I've known them for so long. I don't want to believe that to be true. But like, if you watch that team tonight for the first time offensively, they didn't do anything together in the second half. It was stark.
Yeah. And what I'm seeing, though, David, is the – now, Thurl and I go back and forth with – I'm a believer that offense dictates your defense and gets your defense going. He's just the opposite. He thinks a good defense will spearhead the offense. We're both right. But we didn't see any of that. The offense didn't help the defense. The defense didn't help the offense here tonight. It was just terrible.
Again, I apologize. The camera not working tonight, ironically enough. Probably good for us that's the case. You know, I can go to the chat here, but I think everyone feels the same way. And the question is, like, the old rule in game is it's never as bad as it feels and it's never as good as it feels. You're actually going to have a hard time convincing me right now. It's not as bad as it feels. You've always wondered, like, if you didn't have Rudy Gobert, what would happen? Like, I didn't think we were the worst team in the league.
I didn't think that we were a half team. I mean, to the point where you can't put it 48 minutes of effort out there on the floor. The Jazz have players that complement their system. So if you don't have those players, what does that do to your system? If Rudy's not there, Joe Ingles is not there, Rudy Gay is not there. And I guess what I'm looking at, do we have enough athletes to cover up for the lack of?
I mean, really what we've built is this, like, credit the front office. They've built it like this perfect machine. Mm-hmm. They were the number one seed. They had the best record in the NBA. They've had the best record since 2016-17. Like, they've built this perfectly orchestrated machine. But, like, if the French horn doesn't play, it seems as though the whole orchestra just falls apart.
Yeah.
I chose that instrument on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to point that out.
French horn.
Yeah. But, right? Like, you would think you're just missing a little sound, but we're not. Like, all of a sudden, the violinist strings break and the trumpet, like, doesn't, it's got the wrong tune. And, like, it's like this organism that they've built is like the most perfect thing in the world. It evidently is disturbingly fragile.
Jazz about to come home, regroup, re-energize.
Get Rudy out of health and safety protocols.
Right, exactly.
And then we'll forget about this.
Right.
Anything else you want to add, Ron?
I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah.
Do you want to take comments?
Let's do that.
People?
Let's take some comments.
All right. We'll go in order that they arrived. I don't think they're going to be that different. No MVP and unusual horrendous amount of turnovers. Yeah, I kind of agree on that. We just did a lot of dribble. Donovan dribbled into traffic in a way that he had stopped doing
previously. I thought he had gotten away from that, you know, because he was doing that kind of earlier in the year and getting it stripped.
I try really hard not to let losses affect my emotions too much, but I'm actually feeling pretty angry right now. I just don't understand. They're better than this. What the beep is the problem? I actually don't think hell's a swear word in this case. I think it's appropriate. Yeah, we try to do the same. You were really bothered by the Indiana loss.
Yes. That.
I had to remind you the rule.
Yeah.
Why did the Indiana loss bother you so much?
I think any time a team is shorthanded and you still get beat, you know, then, you know, obviously Rudy not being there hurt, but I was upset with probably one or two players.
Joshua says pathetic, and that's being nice. Bryce says, hey, great call, you guys, despite the poor performance. That's nice. I'm not sure I totally agree with you, because I actually think I was closer to that guy about the emotion thing earlier than that. Very upset, says Derek. You know what? This is just a collective experience. Fifth game, that shouldn't have happened. No, probably should not have. Pistons, 9 of 11 on corner threes, second half, most of them not no defender near the shooter. No, one of my calls was like that nobody was in Grand Rapids or Kalamazoo. I shared all my minor league baseball Michigan knowledge. Riker, who's always with us. I started pulling the fire alarms you mentioned this morning when the Pistons cut the lead to 4 in the third quarter. Super embarrassing. I bet if I played tonight, we would have only lost by 10, says Bob Bro. Fair enough. So what about pulling all the fire alarms in the house you mentioned this morning? I have faith. Just to press now. Need my Rudy. Yes, we all need the Rudy. Well, I appreciate you guys listening to Locked On Jazz this morning. Right, really painful to admit this, but this is not a championship team. Can you go that far, Ron?
I can say right now, no, we're not a championship team. The way the team is playing right now, we're not a champ. This is a team that needs to be healthy. And so they're absolutely right. Who was that anyway?
I don't know. I'm really tired of this, and I'm hoping for some big changes by the trade deadline. This team's pretty hamstrung on what they can trade, but I would say that Danny Ainge does not have a lot of loyalty to a lot of these guys having just joined in, and he is watching with a knowledgeable eye of what's taking place. So Bob Bro, who if he had played, is now getting funny and says, we're not the Orlando Magic, we're the Lakeland Magic. That made Ron laugh. Our camera's not working, so I appreciate you. That's right. All right, the one thing I'll throw in here, and this is where Ron and I are not on the road, and so we cannot feel this, And so this is, I actually felt last year, even in the best season the Jazz have ever had, that I was more critical of the team than I've ever was, because you weren't with them. You didn't feel the season. The only thing I want to throw out there, just as the last note of this broadcast, and I am not making excuses, I'm just trying to wonder what happened. It seems so out of character. This, them getting struck by COVID and dealing with the health and safety protocols, and everyone coming up, like today, it was like one positive after another, after the stress of that. I literally said to my wife today, I hate calling games from home. I trust, ask Ron. I hate it. Part of me is like glad I don't have the stress of walking around worrying I'm going to test positive and infect somebody else. Like, as a broadcaster, the one thing they've done for us by taking us off the road is that if I got COVID and then had seen Quinn, and then I give Quinn COVID, or I see Rudy and they give Rudy COVID, like, I would have felt so terrible. And the stress of that, I do wonder if there's a little element where this, we're being struck by this for the first time, and there's just a stress and exhaustion level that's going on inside this group that led to them playing as poorly as they did tonight. Now, if that's the case, that's mentally fragile, and you can criticize them for that. But it's such an out-of-character performance. I wonder if there's just something a little bit more to it, Ron.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it, and great thought. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you've thought this out, and getting struck by this virus has hurt a lot of teams. Getting struck by this virus as late as the Jazz have now, other teams have gone through it. And so now the Jazz are having to deal with it, and it's really affecting it's this team and the coaches, you know, and everyone else. So I wonder if the Jazz would have, you know, gone through this earlier.
Right.
What would we be doing?
You know, two ways to look at it. Very out of character performance, or truthfully, I mean, let's be just totally honest. The other thing, Jazz come into this game tonight, we're the 15th percentile defense when Rudy Gobert's off the floor. And maybe that's just what we are, is we're actually the worst defense in the league when Rudy Gobert doesn't play, and we got exposed. If you're the worst defensive team in the league, you're not very good. It's possible that this one guy takes us from the worst defensive team in the league to the fifth best. And if that's possible, that's incredible. And maybe we should actually just have done this whole show as a tribute to 27 for how great he is and what he means. Like, we should all go to the team store right now and buy Rudy Gobert jerseys and have 18,000 people in the arena wearing 27.
Now, that's not an excuse. It's reality. But I hate to think that this team is not good enough to beat the Detroit Pistons without Rudy Gobert.
On that note, have a wonderful night.